The Secretary General of the International Religious Liberty Association, Dr. John Grass, indicated that it is high time for Jamaica to host a festival of religious freedom. According to Dr. Grass, Jamaica was always on the radar to host this event, as the freedom that exists in Jamaica is an example of true freedom of religion, where each individual can choose their religion and even choose not to embrace any religion, to change their religion without being discriminated, arrested, assassinated, or executed for blasphemy or apostasy.
Public Affairs and Religious Liberty Director of the Jamaica Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Nigel Koch. On Saturday, January 24, Jamaica will host its first ever Religious Liberty Festival. The festival is being spearheaded by the Seventh-day Adventist Church in collaboration with the International Religious Liberty Association, IRLA, Jamaica Umbrella Group of Churches, JUGC, and other religious groups. Religious Liberty Director of the Jamaica Union Conference, Nigel Koch, says the event, though new to Jamaica, is not new to the world, as countries spanning six continents have staged the festival, inviting government and civic leaders to join with thousands of persons from various religious groups and civil society. He says the festival aims to promote a better understanding of religious freedom.
The objectives of the festival are, one, to celebrate freedom of religion by all religious denominations in Jamaica. Two, to raise the awareness of the need to be vigilant in guarding our current freedom of religion and worship, as freedom of religion or belief is also intimately intertwined with other freedoms, including freedom of expression, association, and assembly.
The festival will also facilitate the launch of the National Religious Liberty Association in Jamaica, an affiliate of the International Religious Liberty Association. The influence of religion in Jamaica is undeniable. Religious groups have continued to impact our society positively through their schools, health facilities, and other organizations. And so, successive governments are being lauded by religious groups for the work in preserving and encouraging freedom of religion and worship for all Jamaicans over the past 50 years. Endorsing the festival, chairperson for the Jamaica Council of Interfaith Fellowship, Reverend Dr. Marjorie Lewis, says the organization embraces the responsibility of preserving religious freedom for all Jamaicans.
Not only for ourselves, but also for others of different ideological and religious beliefs, and those who choose not to embrace religion at all.
Representative of the Jamaica Umbrella Group of Churches, JUGC, Reverend Dr. Alvin Bailey, says the JUGC fully supports the Religious Liberty Festival as it represents a statement of tolerance, peace, and unity.
It makes a bigger statement, a statement for respect. It must not only be a respect that is understood. I believe it must be a respect that is stated and celebrated.
We are therefore inviting all members of the various religions, government, civic, diplomatic, and civil society to participate in the festival.
Public Affairs and Religious Liberty Director of the Jamaica Union Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, Nigel Koch. The Jamaica Religious Liberty Festival will take place on Saturday, January 24, at the National Arena from 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. The day's program will include a dramatization titled Free to Believe, a documentary highlighting the history of religion in Jamaica, as well as presentations from international evangelist Pastor Glenn Samuels, government and civic leaders and leaders of the various religious groups, and the main address will be the president of the IRLA, Ambassador Robert Slipe. There will also be a free gospel musical showcase featuring artists such as George Gordon, Judy Mowat, Carrie Sales, and Jabez. The festival is being held under the theme, Our Right, Our Freedom, Let's Celebrate.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.